Life's getting better. Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A big week. We have a showdown in Wisconsin. Unions or no unions? Really, I'm putting that quite simplistically. It's about collective bargaining agreements more than anything else. You see in New Jersey that the teachers union wasn't willing to give an inch when the governor, Chris Christie, said, listen, I can save all your jobs. I think I can save all your jobs. But we are drowning in money here. We are drowning in the loss of money here. We need you to give a little bit. So if each of you just take a tiny cut, and it amounted to less than $1,000, I think it was, and the teachers wouldn't do it. So they had to fire a bunch of teachers. They had to lay off a bunch of teachers. Now, the lack of compromise is what sent Christie into a tailspin. He was furious trying to work with the teachers' unions. In Wisconsin, we're talking about a similar thing where the governor had the pull in the legislature among the Republicans because, of course, he's a Republican governor and said, now, wait a second, here's what's going on. And the union flipped out because, naturally, they had a lot of sway, a lot of pull previously to that. And some of that now has been taken away, some of the power of the collective bargaining agreement. Some people are listening to this and they're thinking, whoa, boy, you unions are good. You don't want the unions to go away because I know a guy that got jacked up because he wasn't in the union. He was in a right-to-work state. I know another woman who isn't earning nearly half of what she should make, and that's because she's in a situation where they don't have a union. And then you can hear the same thing of people that are trapped within this union where they don't want some of the stuff that's being shoved down their throats, but they're stuck with it, and they're stuck with going along to get along, basically. And others who are working with people that they think they shouldn't be working with because they're not great at their job, that they've made a million mistakes, and in any other situation, they would be gone. But the union protects them, so there's sloppy, sloppy, sloppiness out there. There is no one answer to this question because every union is different, the ones that are out there, and every state is different, let's face it. So it depends on what we're talking about. But the power of the union in some cases has gotten so out of hand that it's too costly, state to state to state, depending on what public union we're talking about. And when you have to pay, you have to pay. And this is what Christie dealt with, and this is what Walker dealt with. Walker now is in the middle of a recall movement because the teachers don't like it. They don't like it that they're getting clipped. They don't like it that they're losing some of the pull. Now, the firemen, the police are the exception to this whole thing in Wisconsin, but the other unions are thrown in there. So it's been 16 months of back and forth. When you think of Wisconsin, I spent time in Wisconsin. I think the people are lovely. It's a land of cheese and friendly smiles and good beer and great places and to hang out like Madison, Wisconsin, but not anymore. You go to Wisconsin, this is the only thing people have been talking about, and it is as divisive as you can imagine it could possibly be. So Tuesday, finally there's an answer. Is Scott Walker recalled? Is he the third? It's only the third time in history that's happened where there's been a recall movement of a governor. You have to go back to 1912 for the first time, then Gray Davis in California in 2003, and now Scott Walker. And just to add insult to injury, when you do a recall, so you got a person in place, when you decide, maybe this isn't the right guy, so if we get enough signatures, can we talk about this? Can we have a recall election? All together. Everything thrown in because they had to have a primary for the Democrats, that whole thing. You're talking $18 million just thrown out the window, and the taxpayers there are paying for it. So they're paying for the recall. What do I think is going to happen in the end is that Walker stays. And there are still people that are enraged, and they're not going to get the satisfaction because for now that stands. If there is a Democratic movement afoot and the legislature, the makeup of it changes, then they go to appeal, they go to do something different, probably talking about a whole different ballgame in another 3-4 years. And so I think Wisconsin stays with a little bit of turmoil, but it has a precedent that it could set for other states and other people looking at what's happening in Wisconsin. Can you imagine if it set off a trail of recall elections? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Here's the next 10 governors that have to go. We can barely afford to scrape by in America these days. We're looking for jobs. We're not looking for fights. But in this case, hey, the Walker has to put up. What's he going to do? And the people around him have to help him, so they have helped him. There have been a lot of entertainment-type celebrities and political celebrities, if you want to call them that, the rock stars of the party, that have made their way to Wisconsin to stump for Walker and to get on phone banks and to do all those kinds of things that you end up having to do. Hey, coming up round the bend here in America tonight, we're going to talk to Saul Alm, our financial guru, about the scary things that are still happening in Europe that we've talked about for a while now. And what does it all mean when we keep seeing pictures of the Eurozone melting and we hear about what's happening in Spain and what does it mean for Greece and what's going on with Greece and what happens ultimately to the U.S. and the week ahead? Where are we headed on the stock market? Boy, the stock market now more than ever, really, it's like being at a wild craps game. Let me see if I can make, it's all paper money. If I can make this much money and then I can pull it out and pull it aside and then I can play that game of stop and go because I'm afraid to let it ride. And everybody that I've talked to, a handful of people lately, they're sitting on the sidelines because they're afraid to stay in the stock market for fear of what's going on in Europe, the negative news toppling any gains that they've made. So they're not, you know, they don't want to risk it. In other words, they want to look to just take shelter and not worry about it, wait for the storm to blow over. All right. Speaking of waiting for things to blow over, the week ahead, I think on the Hill is going to be interesting because, you know, it's more of the same. It's more of the nonsense over the debt ceiling that we've already dealt with. Didn't we deal with this a year ago? Now we're back here again. The same old, same old. That's what we keep on talking about. And you could take 5 segments, I'm sure, maybe more, of America Tonight from this past, from a year ago, and you could play them, and you'd be hearing the same thing. It's ridiculous. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to throw this in. Speaking of same old, same old, CNN org poll shows that Obama and Romney are still tied, for what it's worth. For whatever the polls mean, it shows them that they are in a dead heat. Stay with us. Solly in the wings. We'll talk to him next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That we've been talking about for a long time, the Eurozone and other things like unemployment, where it stands, what it means, what it's looking like when we look at the labor force, and what about corporate profits, where the corporate profits stand. I think there's a lot of confusion out there. Hey, Saul, how are you?
Very good, Kate. Glad to be here, as always.
Did you have a great weekend?
I sure did, except we, of course, downloaded and watched iTunes for the American TV, and we watched the full we finished up the full season of House, and we didn't realize that House was it was the end of House, and we thought, boy, that's a stupid episode. How are they going to bring House back? And then we realized it was this. It wasn't the end of the season. It was the end of the series.
Oh, that was stupid. How could they possibly bring it back? Well, then you're just going to have to go backwards and watch it from the beginning.
I think Mrs. Album would appreciate that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, too bad we can't roll back time, just like you can roll back to look at the years previous of House episodes. Because how can we not, this is my question, Saul, that we look at Spain and we look at this panic over Spain and the European Union and what's going to happen. George Soros was saying, spouting off and saying, oh, you wait and see the next couple of months. Didn't we know this was happening? Haven't we talked about this for a long time? Certainly you and I aren't the smartest people on the planet. I'm not saying we're stupid, but I'm saying certainly we're not the only smart people, that's a better way to phrase it, on the planet. Obviously, people that are day in and day out in the middle of this thing, didn't they see this coming?
No.
Wow.
We, you know, I checked. The professor emailed me the other day about bringing my me on as a consultant for his stable of consultants. He's a communication professor. He's like, oh, you're good at finance. I'd love to have you on board. And I was updating my resume. I haven't done that in a while. And I realized I've been coming on your show since 2007. So it's been, now almost 5 years, Kate, since I've been coming on.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been talking about these kinds of issues for a long time. And you're right. We're not the smartest people, okay? But we have apparently the right religion, which allows us to see. And that religion is common sense and not a gigantic faith in interventionalism. These folks absolutely believe that the way to go is to have elitists, to have economists, to have bureaucrats, technocrats, make investment choices, direct capital, to set the price of interest rates. You know, if Hugo Chavez says that he knows what the price of money should be, then we would laugh him out of the room. But if Ben Bernanke says, in his infinite wisdom, that they know how much capital banks should have in reserve, or what the risk rate for their safest capital should be, or that government bonds yield no risk, so they should load up on it, or what the price of money should be, et cetera, et cetera. We were like, okay, that's great. Thank you, sir. May we have another? Kate, it's common sense, and they're not looking at it. They have the wrong religion. It's called Keynesianism or social democracyism. That's why.
Yeah, I don't get it. And you explained it beautifully. Absolutely. Just following along, just being led like Pavlov's dogs and not paying attention to the signs along the way. Why should people care about what's going on in Spain, what's going on in Germany, what's going on in England, what's happened in the collapse of Greece?
Well, just in the collapse of Greece, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk about, but it's in the show notes that I sent you, that half of the police department voted for the Golden Dawn, which is effectively the new Nazi party coming out of Greece. So I don't know if you got a chance to see that in the notes.
Yes, today. Yes.
But what we're looking at is going to be the widespread collapse, and a short-term collapse, hopefully, of Europe, which could easily lead to war, which could lead to famine, which could lead to a lot worse, destruction in investments and capital. And since our banks and our industries are all tied up, don't forget, if I remember correctly, 60 to 55% of all of our profits of our U.S. profits are made overseas. So these will affect our stock prices. These will affect our business. It's a big myth that that countries are isolated. They've never been isolated. For the last 2,000, 3,000 years, they found Viking ships buried in Iceland with African and, you know, Indian coins.
Yeah.
We live in a global community, okay?
Yeah.
So it's and we always have it. So this will affect you, and we can see even just as bit as important, Kate, is we can see the policy implications coming. Okay, maybe it's not a good idea to borrow money and have our governments borrow money like the Greeks did, and sponsor a 52-year-old retirement age. So here we can see the petri dish of innovation with the statecraft, and we can see how it's failed.
Yeah, absolutely. We can see how it's failed. 52 did not work for them, and it's a nightmare what's happened in Greece. And you're right. I started off saying, you know, naming a whole bunch of countries, and you sent me a document that says pain, and this is so well put, pain equals Spain. Is this true? Spain's national debt is 50% greater than even what we're hearing in the headlines?
That's right, because they're not counting the states.
Oh.
They're not counting the pension obligations. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Well, we forgot about the pension, which, of course, is huge. The pensions would be huge in Spain.
Yeah, correct. Yes, yes. Remember, we officially just hit 104% last time I was on. They're approaching 90. And remember, they can't print money the way we can.
No. No, they can't. So that makes a huge difference. So you can't pretend. You can't live in a fantasy bubble world. There is no bubble, absolutely. And the EU, they can't bail these guys out. How can they bail them out? How much, where are they coming up with the money?
They can't. They can't afford to bail them out. They would expand the money supply. They'd double it just to print it all up and go there. And remember, the Germans remember the Weimar Republic. They remember hyperinflation and where it led to. So they are very, very responsible when it comes to budgets. And they're like less. Well, that's all relative. Okay, so they're only 2%, 3% debt to GDP. So per year. So basically, there's pain in Spain, and housing prices should fall another 35%. This is the slide. Last time we talked about Japan. This time we need to talk about Spain. We should have switched it a little bit because Japan's a little bit farther out. Although top of the one of the websites today I just saw was that Japan's stock market hit a 28-year low just 2 weeks after I talked about them. Right? Kate, is that their housing prices in Spain have completely outstripped their wages. Their unemployment rate is one of the highest. It's right now at about 25-26%, and youth unemployment, Kate, is a revolutionary, when I say that because it's revolutionary, literally, a 50% youth unemployment rate.
Oh, that's terrible. And
that's
so,
annihilating a complete generation of faith in the system.
Yeah, no kidding. And so all these years at university that these kids have gone to, then they come out and they got nothing. And where are they supposed to go? Where are they supposed to go to find these jobs? You know, they're stuck. They're stuck between that proverbial rock and hard place, without a doubt. So hang on. We're going to step aside for a second, and then I want to come back and we'll talk a little bit more about Spain, and we'll shoot some other things down, but it's all doom and gloom, unfortunately. Stay with us. More with Saul album next on America Tonight.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Tonight, he joins us from Oslo, Norway. So, we've been talking about the European Union and what's happening. And when do, I mean, do you think this is completely, we're talking about this anarchy, what could happen, the revolution, blah, 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 in a sense. Sadly, the 50% of the youth, forget it, unemployment just tanked in Spain. And so what happens there is you have disillusioned people because they have nothing. What are they supposed to do? How are you supposed to find this job and this life that you're promised? So how long do you think that this takes that we'll really start to see somebody's kicking back, they're watching the news or listening to America Tonight, they're hearing some crazy things are happening. Do you think that it's just going to drag out country to country, or how, what do you think happens? How do the dominoes fall?
Well, let me quote to you Robert Zolek, who is about to step down from his five-year term at the World Bank. He says, quote, "It's far from clear that Eurozone leaders have steeled themselves from the looming catastrophe amid fears of a Greek exit from the single currency and meltdown in Spain. Events in Greece could trigger financial fright in Spain, Italy, and across the Eurozone. The summer of 2012 offers an eerie echo of 08. Quote again, "If Greece leaves the Eurozone, the contagion is impossible to predict, just as Lehman had unexpected consequences." So, so what does that mean? So the president of the World Bank thinks this summer is when things are going to really start hitting the fan. And my opinion is that will they be able to cobble it together? I don't think so. I think when Spain, that there's too much debt, that the banks are insolvent. You remember we talked about financial repression, Kate? Well, the banks are incentivized to buy the debt, which pushes the yields down. And they keep things humming along. They're going to keep things humming along as long as they can until they can keep the status quo humming along as long as they can until it blows up. And it's not ready to blow up yet, but it's going to start getting really bad this summer and into the beginning of 2003, which consequently is, we talk about money, the best way to take advantage of this, in my opinion, in Spain is, you know, now your viewers have an opportunity to start picking up some property in Spain pretty cheap. And you might be able to finally afford your beachfront property in Barcelona.
Oh, that's so terrible. You're right, though, because who's going to buy it? Who's going to have the money to buy it in Spain? And that's what's going to happen. People that are land and can invest in land and can afford to do it, they're going to be able to pick up really great pieces of land. That's the only way that they're going to be able to sell some things off, and that's what they're going to have to do. So scary. I mean, here's the other question. You know, in the United States, so many people save their pennies to finally go on that trip to Italy or go to Spain. You might not want to go there the way it's going to look in the next 6 months.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, do you guys want to go to Egypt right now?
No.
What about Greece with the or Athens?
No.
You know, it's so sad when it's finally cheap enough to go for most people.
Yeah, no kidding. You could go there, but it might not be quite the country that you hoped you'd be seeing among the ruins, because people are protesting and they're screaming and they're throwing Molotov cocktails. And that's what you'd see. I mean, honestly, you're right. Your examples are great. Look what's happened in Egypt. Wouldn't you like to go see the pyramids? Not now. No way. You could probably get those trips for pretty cheap, though, no question. How about in the United States, though? We talk about unemployment. We talk about, you know, where we're headed job-wise. Romney is saying, oh, the Obama administration is lying about jobs. And I agree in one sense where we don't have the numbers aren't correct. You and I have talked about this for a long time, too, because what about the underemployed?
That's right. You know, underemployed is way up into the 20s, and it's the labor force participation. That's what we should be looking at. What percentage of people are actually working, of working age in the U.S.? And, Kate, we just hit another 30-year low. How are things doing okay? I mean, maybe I'm wrong about this, Kate, but, I mean, are your viewers saying it's when they send out job apps that people are like, yeah, we need you, and, you know, come, you know, we're sorry it didn't work out, but come back in, you know, 2 months, and, you know, we'll probably be able to hire you. Are your viewers getting positive feedback? Because my numbers are not telling me it's the worst it's been since the 1970s.
Right. It's the worst. We keep hearing about these jobs, but yet nobody says that. Everybody, not in the real world. People are saying, no, they can't find work in their careers. They can't, you know, they have great resumes. It's not about that. They have connections. It's not about that. There's just not the jobs, and the small businesses don't want to hire because of fear of a couple of different things, including what's going to happen with healthcare.
Absolutely. And, you know, this all dovetails into what we've been looking at, Kate, and that is labor force participation. Jobs are the lowest in 30 years, and yet corporate profits, now remember we talked about following the stock market, the corporate profits are highest than it's ever been. It's gone parabolic. Kate, 10 years ago, now this, I'm looking at a chart from the Federal Reserve. Okay, I didn't make this up. This is government numbers themselves saying 10 years ago, corporate profits were $600 billion. Today, they're $1.6 trillion. That means they went up over double, okay? Over 100%. And wow. You know, 100% would be, one, you know, to be 130% in 10 years. All right? So, I mean, why is it if jobs are sucking so bad, everything's sucking so bad, the corporate profits are record? Maybe it's because we've tripled the money supply. And those are phony profits.
Right.
Things are really tough.
Right, right. I agree with you. That's what you were saying, you know, the difference of Ben Bernanke, for some reason, people just take him at face value, but it's quantitative easing and the constant doing that. Our money is like monopoly money.
Yeah, you're looking at it right there. You're looking at it. You could post it to the. This is from the Federal Reserve coming out saying that corporate profits are the highest they've ever been, and it's not that. Corporations and businesses are so greedy they don't want to hire people. Of course they want to hire people because they make more money for each employee that they hire.
Yeah.
They want to hire people.
Yeah. Yeah. Last time that you were on, The last time you were on, we were talking about Facebook and how Facebook didn't quite do what some people were thinking it was going to do. And it's really hasn't turned around. And you've been watching this. You've seen the slow burn over the last 2 weeks. What do you make of that?
You know, it comes down to how they valued it. And it comes down to how are they going to monetize, or what does that mean is how the heck are they going to make money? It's what I tell entrepreneurs is when you're out raising for capital, and this is we can put this, dovetail this into anybody listening out there that wants to have their own startup, because I'm consulting on four startup companies right now, actually, when you explain to investors, you need to tell them, how do you make money? And it's kind of the same with when you're applying for a job, for all you unemployed people out there, is how are you going to make the employer money? What is the value proposition?
Right.
So the question is, Facebook, how are you going to make money? Well, they say, we make plenty of money. We click on ads. Well, not really. Okay, they click on ads, but that's about it. But not very many. You know, how many people click on Facebook ads? Kate,
hardly any.
I know you're too busy rolling around in your Lamborghini. You don't click on many ads. So it's how are they going to monetize what they're doing? And they haven't demonstrated that. So it's going to be a long, long road for them. And I don't know how they're going to do it. So basically, betting on Facebook is betting on the CEO. Jeez, his name is just escaping me at the moment.
Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zuckerberg. Yeah, it's bet on Zuckerberg. He controls the company. He can make investment decisions. He can appoint boards or fire the board of directors. So if you believe in Zuckerberg, you buy. If you don't believe in Zuckerberg, you leave it alone or short it. And I don't like corporations where one guy controls the whole destiny. It's too big for it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, terrific stuff. Next time around, we're going to talk about, you suggested this to me, what's great about America.
Yeah, we've been so down on everything in doom
and
gloom. You know, there are a lot of good things going on with America. I think we should cover that. And why I'm not saying short America by any stretch. I think that what's sad to me is that the stock market could be much higher if the people would drop their Keynesian religion and let businessmen be businessmen, our stocks would be a lot higher. But that's a policy statement. So let's talk about how people can make money from the stupidity that's going on. Let's talk about sectors that are pretty hot. And, let's at least next week have some good news in between the chaos that's going on here in Europe and what will happen in Japan.
I love it, Saul. Take care. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again coming up next week. Hang with us, everybody.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The reason we're here as man and woman is to love each other, take care of each other. When love walks in the room, everybody stand up. Oh, good, good, good. Like Brigitte Bardot. Eat a giant, juicy, shame on you burger and fries. The kind that a caller earlier was talking about. Tim in Iowa. Here's the deal, folks. We know you like to midnight snack, and if you're listening to America Tonight, I guarantee you're drinking something. Coffee, iced tea, a big gulp. Hopefully you're not in Manhattan, or maybe the police will be looking for you to snag you for sugary snacks. But what is the greatest joy that you have in life? Eating certain things, right? Eating foods that you like. One of the greatest joys. Doesn't mean you have to be out of control, but I don't see any reason why you can't partake in something that you like, at least in moderation, for goodness sake. And once in a while, you gotta down that cheeseburger, that pizza, that whatever. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe you're making something better for your snack. So we're doing a little poll on midnight snacks. Many of you probably do what I do. You reverse the order. Do you eat dinner late in the morning? And do you eat breakfast when you eventually get up? And then lunch is kind of that little in-between snack. Have you toppled the pyramid in the opposite direction? My nephew has the greatest concoction of midnight snacks. Slim Jims. Oh, Slim Jims. You know what I'm talking about. You get that sugary drink, that Mountain Dew, that whatever working in the Slim Jim, and that pretty much takes care of the cravings, let's say. All right, so without further ado, and make it my business to talk about the numbers we just were with Saul Album. We're going to dive a little bit deeper in a different direction with We Can Count. This time around, a new financial report from Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney now says that his personal fortune is about $250 million. It was the same as last year after a massive sell-off of stock from his portfolio. His campaign said his assets range between $190 million and $250 million, so go figure. Nothing new, nothing different here. Stocks that he had were like Boeing, Volkswagen, PepsiCo, you know, blue chip stocks, big, big companies, right? A campaign spokesperson said heading into the weekend that the investment decisions for Romney and his wife were made under a blind trust administered by a Boston lawyer who has worked with Romney. Blind basis. They don't control the investments of these assets, which are under the control of the trustee. Important to say that. Why would he care? Well, it's because he doesn't want to clash with his positions or his stances, right? So that's the reason why he's saying that it's a blind trust. And it is a blind trust because it's pretty easy to trace that, and they know that. They realize that. That's why they're letting everybody know that. And in the interest of full disclosure, right? So that's, I don't think anything earth-shattering. It was talked about over the weekend, but it's something that we've known before in the past. It's not news. It's not new information, except for to say that, okay, we know that he's in the 250 ballpark. Whatever. How about this? Bin Laden, this was a headline I read when I was reading, like, I was reading a couple different papers, that's what I do on Sunday, and the Bin Ladens, or Osama Bin Laden, spent a fortune on 9/11. Makes you sick to hear that, doesn't it? And then led a pretty penny-pinching kind of life. So here's what the deal is. There is a half-an-hour tape that's titled Days with the Imam, Part 2, and this was released by Ayman al-Zawahiri, and it was posted online on Sunday. He took up, basically, the head of al-Qaeda after Bin Laden was killed about a year ago, and he recalls in this video how his predecessor pretty much lived on meager amounts of money and that kind of stuff, saying that when he went in his house, it was just a simple house. It didn't have anything exciting in it. And the reason is because he spent his money on jihad. And he had given $50,000 to help finance bombings of the embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. And that killed more than 200 people in 98. And that he blew every dime he had on killing people, basically. You can call it jihad, but it's killing people. Let me take my money and kill people for the seven virgins. I'm sorry, I can't help but take a little chunk out of this. And if I was somebody who lost somebody in 9/11, I would, you know, maybe you get used to it and you have a shield that you put up, but sickening, whatever. Ayman al-Zawahiri is trying to reach out his tentacles and try to stir the pot, and that's why he's releasing that information. I don't think it's shocking. I don't think this is shocking either, because, sure, if you looked at the compound that Bin Laden was in, it was no great palace. So he blew all his money on trying to prove his jihadist crazy man points. And the idea was to just go after the Western world and disrupt the lives of way too many people. I have no use for that. Okay, this is a very sad story. Of course, it's always sad when any kind of a commercial jet, or any jet for that matter, crashes. It's lucky in one sense that more people, and we don't know, maybe there's going to be more, that more people weren't killed, but a Nigerian airplane crashed, killing 153 people on board on Sunday. There were others on the ground, too. Worst air disaster in two decades for that part of the world, that part of Nigeria. And the air crash is still unknown. You had firefighters and cops trying to put out the flames. It was an MD-83. They couldn't control the thousands of people who went to the crash site. They were crawling over the plane's wings and standing in the gear. Just awful. Lagos is the state, in the state government. They're saying that they were traveling from the Nigeria's central capital to Lagos in the southwest. That's a very, very big airport. Over 2 million people fly in and out of there every year. A lot of people going in to help to be dispersed to other areas fly in there. The plane landed on its belly in a neighborhood, and it tore through roofs, it sheared a tree and rammed into a studio, a printing press, and a large apartment building in a neighborhood before it finally stopped, and there was just a cloud that came out of the crash site burning people's eyes because people were trying to get so, so close. And this population is pretty big in Lagos. They've got 17.5 million. Awful, awful stuff. Hey, any thoughts on the show? Please, 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 don't be shy. Send them to me. Go to the website, americatonight.net. Click on Contact.